Today we're going to learn Daf Pei Beis of Maseches Zvachim. Today's Daf is Daf Pei Beis. We're holding at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we're continuing to discuss issues relating to Ta'arovos. So the Mishnah is going to talk about blood of a korban that needs Zrika Bifnim, that gets mixed in together with the blood of a korban that requires Zrika Bachutz. What do you do with that combination of blood? And the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't make an appearance in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer normally allows being Zorik the mixture and saying that Roim, that whatever doesn't belong where it is, we view it as if it's just water, as if it's not really Zrikas Dam. But in our Mishnah, we don't do that. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't appear and say Roim. So why not? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, it's going to explain the source for Rabbi Akiva, who holds that all Krabanos whose Dam is brought Bifnim become Pasul, even though when the Pasuk tells us about it, only tells us that blood of a Chatos, Hachitzon, Chatos that belongs on the outside, whose blood is brought Bifnim becomes Pasul. How do I know that the same is true of all other Karbanos as well? Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss what happens to the rest of the Dam if some of the Dam that belongs in the Azara either goes in one direction or the other. Either some of the Dam goes Lefnim, all the way into the Kodesh, or it goes Bachutz, it goes outside of the Azara. How does that affect the rest of the Dam that's in the coast, let's say, the rest of the Dam of that very same Korban? And the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, is going to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that if some of the Dam went Bifnim, then the Dam in the Azara remains Kosher, the rest of the Dam remains Kosher. So we're going to explain what Rabbi Yossi Aglili is based on, and then on Amud Beis we're going to talk about why Basar that goes Lefnim does not passel the rest of the Basar, but Basar that goes Lachutz does ruin the rest of the Basar that remains in the Azara. Meaning, whereas by Dam, it's either going to ruin it in both directions or in neither direction, in Basar apparently there's some split. If you bring the Basar Bifnim, so then it's not going to ruin the Basar that's in the Azara. But if you bring the Basar Chutz the Azara, then it will ruin the rest of the Basar that's in the Azara. And then the Gemara is going to discuss why does the Torah have to say that when you bring a Dam Chatas Chitzona into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that it's pasul. Obviously, if you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's pasul. Even if you bring it into the Kodesh, it's pasul. So isn't it obvious the only way to get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim is going through the Kodesh? So why is it necessary to even teach us such a psul? And then the last thing we're going to talk about in today's daf is whether the Dam Chataos HaPnimi become pasul when they're brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and similar types of questions, meaning what about Dam that belonged in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was supposed to go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then was brought outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you bring it back in, does it become pasul? Such similar types of questions, meaning we know that Dam of Chatas HaChitzon that's brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is pasul. How far do we expand that to other halachos that maybe to other damim that maybe have a little bit more of a sense of belonging in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Okay, so let's begin. Says the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. Hanitanin bifnim shenasar v'binitanin b'chutz. If you have dam that's supposed to be nizrak on the mizan be'ach ha'pnimi in the heichal that gets mixed with dam chatos ha'chitzonios or other korbanos that's supposed to be nizrak on the mizbeach ha'chitzon in the azara, so yishbuchul yama. After Shkia that night, once it all becomes pasul, you pour it out into the Yama, you let all the blood go away, you don't do any Zrika. Nosan Bechutz, if the Kohen didn't ask a Shaila and he threw some of the Dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and then Lechazav Nosan Bifnim, he threw some of the Dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Kosher, so even though Lechachila, he's not allowed to do it. If he did it, both the carbon that belongs on the Chitzon and the carbon that belongs on the Pnimi are both going to be Kosher, because he did a Zrika Ruia on both of those Dam. So it sounds like that even the Chatas HaPnimis is going to be kosher legamri, and the meat can be burnt michutz l'machne like any other Chatas HaPnimis whose dam is Nizra Kil Chasav, because after all, at the end of the day he was Zorik some dam Bifnim, but here's the problem. Tosos raises the kasha. Shmuel holds on Daf Chaf Avim Beis that his rika shalo b'makoma is kimakoma dami, which means that even if you put the dam in the wrong place, like you take the dam that belongs lamala michuta sikra and you put it lamata michuta sikra, the bailim still gets a kapara. It's just that the baser becomes also ba'achila. Now Tosos over there in Chaf Vav Amud Beis writes that the same is true when you take dam that belongs bifnim and you zorik it b'chutz, or vice versa, the bailim gets a kapara. So if that's the case, in our Mishnah, when the guy puts the dam hapnimi b'chutz, meaning that's the first rika that he did, he has this mixture of dam pnimi and dam chitzon, he first zorik b'chutz, the bailim was already mechaper. The basar is considered basar that never had his rikas adam, which should not be nisraf chutz l'machna like all other chatos apnimius. It should be burnt in the azara like a chatos apnimius that became pasul bakodesh. So why does it help that he's later zorik bifnim? The bailim already had his kapara through the zrika b'chutz. The basar is not going to become kosher when you then do another zrika after the bailim already got his kapara. So why are you zorik bifnim? So the Tosus gives an answer, a couple of answers. Tosus gives one answer, that you have to assume that the Mishnah is talking about when he was zorik the dam hapnimi and bachutz, he had in mind that it should be l'shem mayim, and therefore the Bailam never really got his kapara. The Ar Sameach in the second parak of Psulei HaMikdashin gives a different answer to Tosus Kasha, that Shmuel, when he says that the dam that's nizuk on the Mizbeach in the wrong spot, it gives a kapara to the Bailam, that's only if the dam was ro'i to be put in the right spot, meaning there was nothing wrong with this dam and it should have been put l'mal l'michut t'sikra and you put it l'mata, it should have been put l'fnim and you put it bachutz. Over here you're dealing with the tarovus of dam, which never could have been ratwi to be put in the right spot. In that case, the bailam does not get a kapara. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, bifnim v'chazav v'nasim v'chutz, if the coin didn't ask a shayla. And first he takes his tarovus of dam and he does his rika bifnim. And then he does his rika b'chutz. Rabbi Akiva posel. Rabbi Akiva passels the karban that belongs b'chutz, because it's nichnas damo kodem, because it was the dam already went bifnim before he was ever zorek it b'chut. But the chacham machshir and the chamer machshir, all the korbanos except for the chatas achitzona, and the Mishnah explains, Rabbi Akiva omer, kol dam shenichnasu l'chaper behechal psulin, any dam that belongs b'chut and it was brought into the hechal automatically becomes pasul. So Rabbi Akiva pasuls all of the dam that belongs b'chitzon the moment you brought it b'fnin. The chum omrim chatas b'vah. The chum say no. The only dam that belongs b'chitzon that will become pasul just by bringing it into the heichal is a korban chatas. So all the rest of the dam is going to be fine. Rabbi Lazar omer. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. He says not just the chatas. Af ha'asham shenemar kachatos ka'asham. It's not all korbanos that belong b'chutz, but it's not just the chatas either. It's the asham as well, because there's a pasuk that says whatever the din is by a chatas, you have the same din by an asham. Good, so that's the Mishnah. Now, we had a Mishnah on Ayin Tesem Beis. We had a Machlokas Chum and Rabbi Lazar about blood of Karbanos that was supposed to be put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and it got mixed with the blood of the Karban that's supposed to be put on the top half of the Mizbeach, that the Chum say that you spill out all the dam into the Amma, and Rabbi Lazar says, no, you don't. That L'chadchila, you can put the Tarovis of dam, the Mala, and whatever dam really belongs to Lamata, that you're putting Lamala, Rowan Oso Kilo Hemayim. You can view it as if it's nothing more than water, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So ask the Gemara, V'niflug Nami Rabbi Elezer Baha, why doesn't Rabbi Elezer say the same thing in our case, where you have the Tarovis of Dam, Bifnim, and Dam that belongs, Bachutz, that why doesn't Rabbi Elezer say that you could view the Dam that's in the wrong place as if it's Mayim, so you could be Zorik the Dam of the Tarovis on the Mizbeach Achitzon, and whatever dam belongs bifnim, oh, that's just mayim, and then you could be zorik the dam bifnim, and whatever dam really belongs bichutz, oh, that's just mayim. So says Gemara, well, hechi lavid. How do you propose that the matanos of dam go in this case? Neisev bachutz, you want him to put the dam tarovis first, do his rika on the Mizbeach Achitzon, vahadar neisev lefnim, and then on the Mizbeach Apnimi, well, kashem shemitzvah lahakti, melyonim lahtachtonim, kach mitzvah lahakti, ma'akdim p'nei malchut. Just like there's a din that you're supposed to put the dam elyonim before you put the dam tachtonim, so too you're supposed to put the dam on the mizbeach hapanimi before the mizbeach hachitzon. So because the karbanos hapanimim are more chashuv than the karbanos hachitzonim, so that's a halacha that you're supposed to do. Now l'chora, that's not a very compelling question that the Gemara is asking right now, because who cares that you're supposed to put the dam hapanim before you put the dam hachutz? If the other option is passeling the dam, because you're going to have to bring some of the dam hachitzon inside, so certainly you wouldn't passel the dam. You wouldn't take a din of kedima and allow that to beat out a concern of an actual psul. You know, we have a similar gemara in brachos taf chavches. Tfilas mincha comes before tfilas musaf. Why? Because tadi v'sheinu tadi tadi kodem. So mincha should come before for musaf. But nevertheless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're only allowed to daven musaf until sheva shaos, and if you daven mincha first, you're going to miss the zman musaf, so then you daven musaf first, because if the options are either follow the normal protocols of kedima or ruin one thing entirely, you don't follow the protocols. You don't follow the protocols of kedima. You save the mitzvah. So that's the kasha that the Avnei Nezer in Yerodeus and Mishin Yud Ches Siv Kot Nun asks over here, and he suggests that we're not talking about over here that that all the blood got mixed in one kos. No, we're talking about two separate kosos of dam. And since if we would know which one was the chitzon and which one was the panimi, it would be possible to be makdim the panimi to the chitzon. So therefore, you're not allowed to be mishan in the seder, because klapei ha'emes, there's no mitzvah zrikas dam chitzon. The mitzvah Sezrikas Dam HaChitzon is not really omed lehisbatel. It's not really something that was meant to become batel in this circumstance, because you should be able to do the mitzvah kilchaso. It's only mechesron yediyah. It's only because we lack the knowledge to be able to do it. So in that case, we're going to say, well, we're out of options. We're not able to be zorik the dam pnimi. We're not able to be zorik the dam HaChitzon first, and then the dam pnimi, because there's a mitzvah lahakdim the dam pnimi. So says Gemara, okay, so why don't you do the other way? V'nesiv l'fnim v'hadonesiv l'chutz. Why don't you first put the dam of this mixture bifnim, and then you put the dam b'chutz? Because after all, the blazer in our Mishnah holds that the dam of any carbon outside of a carbon chatos and a carbon asham does not become pasul when it's brought lifnim. So according to Rabbi Elazar, what would be the problem of being putting first the dam lifnim, and whatever other dam that belongs bachutz is mixed in doesn't become pasul just by being brought lifnim? So then you could bring a bachutz. Says Mark, even dika chatos vashim tachinich lasam psulin lo psikalei. Where says you're right, we could do that, but it doesn't work by every carbon, because Rabbi Elazar held that the dam chatos, which is beferish in the pasuk, and the dam asham, which Rabbi Elazar says always is the same din as a dam chatos, when they're brought bifnim, they become pasul. So even though by every other carbon that belongs bachutz, that gets mixed in with dam apnimi, it would be totally fine. You could first be zorek bifnim and then be zorek bachutz, but it doesn't work for the chatos and the asham. So therefore, we don't say this halacha, because it doesn't work across the board. Now later on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that if you bring in the dam derech mishupash, meaning you bring it through gagin va'alios, you bring it through the rooftops into the echal, it doesn't become possible, because that's not the derech hava'ah. So don't you have that option? Even if it's a chatas and an asham, can't you bring it in such an unusual manner, and then it's not going to become possible by bringing it in that way? So wouldn't that be an Eitzah, even according to Rabbi Eliezer? So the Gvuras Ari in Yuma Daf Chav Dalid suggests that just like the dam doesn't become possible with that hachnasa that's not a derech hava'ah, it also is not considered a hava'ah as far as being machshir the dam chatos apnimios. Meaning, what do you want to do? You want to bring this tarovus of dam in so you could be zorek lefnim. But guess what? If you bring it in through the gagan valios, you're not allowed to be zorek bifnim. You're only allowed to be zorek bifnim when you do a normal hava'ah. But doing a normal hava'ah is not allowed when you're bringing in a chatas, dam chatas achitzon, or dam asham that belongs on the outside. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer does not appear in our Mishnah to say, oh, why don't you just do it? Why don't you just bring it and view it ki'ilu heimayim? Because you can't even get that far. Says the Gemara, Shahay Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva held that any dam of any carbon that is brought into the Heichal is going to become pasul. Meaning any carbon that really belongs outside, not just the chatos nashan, any carbon that belongs b'chutz, you bring the dam b'fnim, it's going to ruin it. Amr Avidam Rishol, mashal ma'adavadome. You want to give a mashal for Shitas Rabbi Akiva, le Talmud shamazag l'rabba b'chamin. Imagine a Talmud is trying to serve his master, and he's being mozig the coast using warm water to dilute the wine. Amar lo, mezogli. And the master says, I want you to dilute my wine for me. So some of the gears over here, b'chamin, that he says explicitly b'chamin. Samalo bameh. So the Talmud says, what do you want me to be mozig your wine with? Samalo lo bechaminanu asukim. Well, you're already being mozig asukin achshav. You're already being mozig bechamin. So obviously that's not what I want. Bein bechamin, bein b'tzonein. Well, obviously I'm telling you that you could do tzonein as well. That either one is going to be perfectly fine. Chamin or tzonein would be perfectly fine. So hachinami over here also, when it talks about bringing the dam of the chatas bifnim and making it pasul, well, michti bechatas askinan va'asi. The whole parsha in the Torah, the Yikra Perek Vav, starts with zos toras hachatas. The whole thing's about chatas. Chatas to kazerachman alamali. Why then does the Torah, when it talks about bringing the dam bifnim and making it pasul that way, have to mention that it's by a chatas? Ella lav chatas kaminila ella kol kachim. It must be that when we mention chatas again, it's our way of saying that we're expanding the category to not just the chatas but to everything. So just, and that's the mashal. The you're already dealing with the warm water. So when he asks for warm water, he must mean not just warm water because you already have warm water. He must mean all water. This gemara is used in the most unusual context in halacha. The Marsham in the Tshuvan, Chelek Aleph Simen Chav Vav, was asked about a get where the name of the husband in the get that wrote the get was it was written as Yoshua Hamachuna Heshel, even though Lemaisa, everyone called him he was called by everyone just Yoshua. And when he was called up for an aliyah, when he signed something with two names, he wrote Yoshua Heschel, and they'd have to write al pidin really Yoshua Heschel, not Hamachuna Heschel. No one ever called him Heschel. He was called Yoshua or Yoshua Heschel. He was never called just Heschel. So is the writing of the word Hamachuna going to ruin the get, because it makes it look like everyone calls this guy Heschel? So he points out, the Shoal points out, that in Maseches Tainis Amdaf Tezvav, the Gemara discusses Pshat in a Pasuk that talks about the when the Umos HaOlam are going to greet Klal Yisrael at the time of Geula. Melachim Yiru V'kamu Sarim V'yishtachavu. Does it mean that the Sarim are going to be Mishtachave, or that the Sarim are going to be both Yakumu and Yishtachavu? And the Gemara says that the Sarim are going to do both Yakumu and Yishtachavu. So the Shoal and that Tshuva wanted to prove from there that even though it says only Sarim Yishtachavu, it doesn't mean that they're not going to be also Yakumu. So maybe when you write Hamechuna Heschel, it doesn't mean that he's not also Mechuna Yoshua, and therefore it would be kosher. Because when you write Hamechuna Heschel, it might even mean that he's Mechuna Yoshua as well. Because after all, when that pasuk says it says Yakumu, right? It says Vekamu. It's going on the Malachim, but then it says Sarim v'Yishtachvu, and we still say that the Sarim are not only Mishtachvu; they're also Yakumu. But the Marsham says no. Our Gemara would tell us otherwise. That the get is puzzle. Why? Because in our Gemara we give the mashal of the Talmud that's mosaic hot water for his Rebbe, and the Rebbe says being mosaically chamim, and the Talmud says, well, what water do you want me to use? And he says, well, we're already dealing with hot water, so why do you think I told you to use chamin? It must be because I'm allowing you to use either chamin or tzonein. So you see, only because he said to him, to be mozik b'chamin, do we assume that he means either chamin or tzonin? But if he would have said just be mozik b'tzonin, then chamin would no longer be included, even though that's where we were already holding. So when you're writing the get hamachuna heshel, if you would have written hamachuna Yeshua heshel, that would have been fine. But when you write hamachuna heshel, it's to the exclusion of Yeshua. That's the unbelievable raya the Marsham brings. It's unbelievable. Whoever in a million years, if you're asked a shaila about such a get, would think, oh, Zvachim Pei Beis, the mushel with the chamin. In a million years, who would ever think of such a... That's what Gedolei HaPoskim do. That they have all of Shas laid out in front of them, and they're able to make certain connections. You can question, you know, how great a connection that is, but the ability to think of it is just beyond words. Okay, so the Gemara now rejects Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel's explanation of Rabbi Akiva. Again, what did Rabbi Akiva say? How did we explain Rabbi Akiva? That Rabbi Akiva said all karbanos that belong b'chutz, that you bring the dam b'fnim, are going to be possible. Why? Because the Torah says chatos, but it doesn't need to say chatos. It was already talking about a chatos, so it must be that it's coming to include all korbanos. Maskel of Rav Huna Brady of Yeshua. So Rav Huna Brady of Yeshua asks, "Son of Yudam Shmuel, yeah, the Torah was talking about chatos, but michti is Rabu kol kachim legabe mizbeach linin mariku shtifa." In the course of that same parsha, the Torah already expanded the conversation to all karbanos when it spoke about Marika Ushtifa. The Torah already says, Okli cheres asher tevushal bo yishaver, vim bekli nechoshes bashelu umarak v'shataf b'mayim, and it says, Kol zachar b'kwarim yochalos ha-kodesh kadoshimi. So it's talking about all karbanos already before it tells us about this psul of bringing dam achitzon bifnim. So according to your understanding, Rabbi Akiva, who apostles dam of all karbanos lufnim, chatos to why does he have to mention chatas? It was already talking about all karbanos. It must be that it's coming back to limit the parsha again, not to expand it to everything. It was already expanded. That it's coming to limit this din to only chatas. So that can't be the explanation of Rabbi Akiva, and even the mashal that Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel used is not such a great mashal. V'holo damya ella the Talmud shemazag l'rabo. You want to give a mashal? Imagine a Talmud is being mozig akos l'rabo, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzonin. And he's using both chamin and tzonin. Amar lo, and the master says, al timzol the ella chamin. I only want you to use chamin. That's really what's going on over here, because this is a parsha that's talking about all karbanos. And then all of a sudden it talks about only chatas. Therefore the halach is clearly about only a chatas. So we need a better explanation for Rabbi Akiva. Ella taimid Rabbi Akiva chatas v'kol chatas. The Torah could have said chatas asher yuva midama elo aloi dechaper b'kodesh lo se'echel be'ish tisarev. It could have said a chatas that blood is brought on the inside is going to have to be burnt, is going to be possible. But it doesn't say v'chatas, it says v'kol. It doesn't say chatas, it says v'kol chatas. So we darshan, d'tanya, chatas, hein liyela chatas. Kachikachim, you know, and how do I know to expand this halacha to all kachikachim? Tamalomar, kol chatas. Kachim kalim, you know, and how do I know to expand it even further to all kachim kalim, whose dam is brought into the echel? Tamalomar, v'kol chatas. Div Rabbi Akiva. That's the basis for Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yosef Glili disagrees. Amalei Rabbi Yosef Glili, Rabbi Yosef Glili says Rabbi Akiva, afilu atamar be I don't care how many ribuyim you think you could find, and I'm not going to allow any of these ribuyim to extend outside of the world of chatas itself. Ella chatas ein li ala chatas yachid, because within the world of chatas you could already have so many ribuyim. Chatas alone, the word chatas alone would only tell us about a chatas yachid. Chatas tzibur minayin, how would I know to include even a chatas tzibur, that if its dam goes bifnim that it's going to be possible? Tamad omar kol chatas. Mainly the chatas zachar, chatas nekeva minayin, and I would only know about a male chatas. How do I know a female chatas? Tamalomar vikol. Says Mar Klapi Laya, what's going on? This is the exact opposite of what I would have thought. Why would you assume zachar and then have to be mar ben nekeva. Now elachi kamer. Ein li alachatas nekeva. Chatas zachar. I mean, I know we already assume nekeva. The shaila is about chatas zachar. Tamalomar vikol chatas. Now why do I need a pasuk to be marbe zachar if I was already marbe chatas sibur? Chatas sibur can only be brought from a zachar. So the chara I shouldn't need a pasuk. So that is the kasha of Tosos Dibra Maskel Ein Li. So Tosos suggests that if we were goris in the brisa, the opposite, the kasha would have been Yusheves. And the Achronim explain what Tosos means is that first we're marbe chatas zachar of a yachid from kol, which is a chatas of a nasi or a chatas nachshon, and then it says Ein Li Ela chatas yachid chatas tibur minayin tamalor vi. Kol, that in that way it would be a proper reboy in order. The Savar Yossi really high kol achidasa. Does Rabbi Yossi really learn from the kol chatas to teach me that it includes chatas nekeva and that it includes chatas v'tzibur v'tani? We have a price, so that Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer kol inin kulo ina medaber ala beparam anisrafim musim anisrafim. The whole pasuk is all talking about chatos apnimios, which belong b'fnim, but they had some sort of pull, some sort of psul, list of psulei na beis habira, to tell me that you have to burn them by the beis habira, which is where you burn psulim b'kodesh, psulim that happened in the azara. So and that you don't have to bring them out of Shalosh Machanos like you would by other Karbanos. The lama, or that you would by kosher karbanos apnimim. The lama below sase alechilaso, and to tell me that you violate a los sase when you eat the basar of such karbanos. So Amar lo, the Chama said, according to you that this pasuk is only talking about chatos achitzona, chatos shenichnas dam lefnei v'lefnim minayin. How do I know chatos that is brought all the way into the Kodesh HaKadoshim that's going to be pasul? Amar lahem, hein lohuva, because the pasuk says hein lohuva. So from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu asks Aaron, why didn't you eat this year chatas of Rosh Chodesh, which is a chatas chitzona? So you see that the dam wasn't brought bifnim. So from there you see that had he brought the dam bifnim, Moshe would not have wondered why he didn't eat it, because it would have become pasul. So now this brisa is a kasha on what we said b'shem Rabbi Yossi Aglili before, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili darshan from the kol chatas asher yuv midama, that a chatas chitzona whose dam is brought bifnim is pasul. In this price, it's clear that Rabbi Yossi Aglili does not explain this pasuk to be talking about a chatas chitzona at all. So how can you learn from b'kol chatas what the halacha is about a chatas chitzona? It's all about a chatas pnimis. The dvar of Rabbi Kiva Kamar. In Echnami, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, when he said that v'kol should be marba other things about a chatas chitzona, that was only l'shitas Rabbi Akiva, responding to Rabbi Akiva on his level. But in Echnami, he disagreed with Rabbi Akiva, and he's going to learn that the whole pasuk is only talking about achatas apnimis. Okay, weiter says the Mishnah. Chatos shekibul dama b'shnei kosos yotze echem yon lechutz hapnimi kosher. Let's say you mekabel the dam of karbon chatos in two separate kosos. One of those kosos is brought outside of the azara. The kos that remains in the azara is still kosher. Nichnas echem yon lefnim. If one of the kosos is brought into the heichal, Rabbi Yossi Aglili machshe b'chitzah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the kos that's still left in the azara is still kosher. B'cham poslin, but the Chama say that it's possible even the kos that remains in the azara is going to be possible. Amr of Yossi Aglili. So Yossi Aglili says, I can say a kal v'chomer that's going to be machshir the dam that's in the coast that remains in the Azara. Ma'im b'makom shemachshava posal es b'chutz. If a machshava of doing something b'chutz, a machshava during the avoda to be zorik the dam outside of the Azara would passel the carbon. And yet, lo ases amshur yukayot say, actually bringing the dam outside of the Azara doesn't make the dam that's in the Azara as if it was brought out. What's in the Azara remains kosher. Makom she'ena machshava posel es bifnim. If one were to have a machshava about bringing the dam into the heichal, the carbon would not become posel. Ein l'din shelo nase es hameshoyar kanichnas. Certainly, actually bringing some of the dam into the heichal should not make the rest of the carbon posel. So the Mishnah explains the situation where dam of a carbon becomes pasul when it's brought bifnim. Nichnas lechaper afal pi shelo kiper pasul. If you brought it bifnim in order to sprinkle it on the mizbeach hapnimi, even though you didn't, it's going to be pasul. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Shimon Omer, ad sheyichaper. Rabbi Yehuda omer im hichnas shogeg kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you bring it in b'shogeg, then it's going to be kosher. The Ravid says, what does it mean b'shogeg? That he has a suffix. Does it mean that you thought it was a chatas apnimis, or that a chatas you thought that a chatas chitzona doesn't become pasul when you bring it stam bifnim? Kol adamim psulim shenitnu al gabi hamizbeach lo hortzatzitz. Ella al hatame shatzitz mratza al hatame vein mratza al hayotze. All other types of psulin that you have with dam, the tzitz is not going to be mratza. It's not going to help that the kohen gadol is wearing his tzitz. Only for tumah does the tzitz mratza. Only for problems of tumah does the tzitz have any value. Okay, says the gemara now. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Aglili kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yosi Aglili has a kal v'chomer to say that the coast that remains in the Azara is going to be kosher when the other coast went bifnim, the other coast of the dam of that same korban went bifnim with the kavachomer. Ma b'makom shemachshava pasalos bechutz lo pasal dam shebechutz. If having a machshava of bringing dam outside of the Azara would pasal it, yet actually bringing some of the dam outside of the Azara does not pasal the rest of the dam. As shebifnim makom shein machshava pasalos bifnim, having a machshava to bring dam into the heichal would not pasal your carbon. So in addition, shli yifsal dam shebifnim as shebechutz, actually bringing some of the dam bifnim should certainly not pasal the dam that remains outside. Amulos Chama said back, Hare Omer Asher Yuva Mi Dama Afilu Mixas Dama. Yeah, but the pasuk says when you bring Mi Dama Bifnim, it passels it. Sounds like Mi Dama, even part of the dam, it would passel it. So Amulahem Rav Yossi Aglivi responds, if you're going to darshan the pasuk in this way, that a coast that's Nichnas Lefnim passels the coast that remains Bachutz, Kal V'Chomer LeYotzei, I can make a Kal V'Chomer about that dam that goes outside of the Azara, that even though it's going to passel the dam that's left bifnim, me'ata, I can make a kal v'chomer from dam that part of it was brought bifnim, that passels whatever's left outside. And if yet in the Mishnah it says that everyone would hold that when some of the dam is brought outside, the dam that's left bifnim is not passel, and I could say the kal v'chomer as follows. Uma b'makom she'in machshava poselos bifnim. If I had a machshava to be zorik the dam bifnim, the carbon would not become passel. Yet hosts el dam shebifnim es shebechutz, the dam that goes bifnim actually passes the dam that's outside. Makom shemachshava poselos bechutz, a place where machshava would ruin it, bring the dam outside, a machshava to be zorik the dam bechutz would passel a karban. Einu din sheyifsal dam shebechutz, all the more so when the dam that goes outside of the azara should passel es shebifnim, whatever dam is left inside the azara. Amar lo, the chacham said back to him, harehu omer asher yuva hanichnas posel ve'in hayotze posel. It says asher yuva, which teaches only dam that's brought too far in is going to pasul. Dam that's too far out is not going to pasul. So the Gemara now asks that a machshava to be zorik the dam bifnim should pasul. Meaning we've been assuming, all these kal v'chomers have been assuming, yeah, having a machshava to bring dam outside would make a pasul, but having a machshava to bring the dam inside wouldn't do anything. Says the Gemara, usehim machshava bifnim poseles, having a machshava to bring the dam bifnim should pasul mikal v'chomer. Oma b'magam shalot pasul dam b'chutz eshe bifnim machshava pasalos b'chutz. If dam actually being brought outside of the azara is not going to pasul the dam that remains, so machshava poselos, and yet a machshava to bring the dam outside will pasul bachutz, so makom shepasul dam shebifnim is dam shebachutz, when actually bringing the dam bifnim will pasul the dam bachutz, all the more so a machshava should do so. Ein odin shetei machshava poselos bifnim, a machshava to bring the dam bifnim should for sure pasul the dam bachutz. Now the Gemara says, the pasuk says, as far as machshavas psul of chutz makomot, it says bayom hashlishi pigul hulo yiratzeh, and we darshan from the word shlishi that a machshava of chutz makomot is only going to pasul the korban if Makom she mishulash bedam bebasar beimurim, if it's a place that is mishulash as a place that's ra'ui for all three issues of a korban, the zrikas adam, the eating of the basar, and the aktaras of the murim of the korban. The only place that all of that could happen is outside of Yazara, b'shas heter bamos. Bifnim is never a kosher place for those things to happen. Mimela umachshava to bring a bifnim is not going to passel the korban. Says Gemara velote machshava. A machshava to bring up a chutz shouldn't pass the carbon either. Mikal v'chomer uma makom shapasol dam shebifnim. A place where you actually bring the dam bifnim into the heichal, it passes as shebichutz whatever's left outside, and yet in machshava poselas a machshava to bring the dam bifnim will not passul. So. Bifnim, so makom she lo pasul dam shebichutz es shebifnim. In a situation where you actually bring the dam outside, it will not pasul the dam that remains inside. Enodin shlo yepos a machshava bichutz, a machshava to bring the dam outside should not pasul. So now we're questioning the assumption of that a machshava to bring up a chutz would pasul it. Meaning previously we questioned the assumption that a machshava to bring up bifnim won't pasul it. Now we're questioning the assumption that a machshava to bring up a chutz will passel it. Tamal omar, shlishi chutz zmano pigul chutz l'makomo. Shlishi teaches us that chutz zmano passels, and pigul teaches us that the word pigul in the pasuk pigul yeah teaches us that chutz l'makomo passels. That if you have a machshava to shas avot to be zorg the dam chutz yazara, it's going to passel the korban. Basar yotze l'chutz pasul. Basar that's brought outside is going to be pasul. Hanichnas lefnim kosher. And if it's brought into the echal, it's going to be kosher. Shei abadin shapasul, because really we could have pasuled it from a kal d'chomer. Omab b'makom shelo pasul dam shebichutz es shebifnim. If dam that was brought outside doesn't pasul the dam that remains inside. And yet basar yotze l'chutz pasul. Basar that goes outside is pasul. Makom shepasul dam shebifnim es shebichutz. When you bring dam inside, it passels that which remains in the Azara. So if Basar has more passeling capabilities, as we see from the fact that Basar Yotze L'chutz has passeling capabilities where Dam does not, so when Dam has passeling capability, Dam that's Bifnim has passeling capability, so for sure Basar Bifnim should have passeling capability. Harei Omer Mi Dama Dama V'lo Basar. That's why the Pasuk says Mi Dama. When is bringing something in going to passel? Asher Yuvat midama, only when it's brought in, when it's dam that's brought inside. But basar that's brought inside does not have the capability to passel. Kal v'chomer me'ata, so the Braisa asks, once we learn that basar that's brought lifnim does not passel, now we can learn a kal v'chomer that basar that's brought bechutz shouldn't passel either. Uma b'mekom shepassel dam shebifnim shebechutz basar nichlas lifnim kosher. If dam passels when it's brought bifnim, yet basar does not, makom shelo passel dam shebechutz when dam doesn't have passeling capabilities, when it's brought by chutz, basar for sure should not have passeling capabilities. Now that's what the pasuk says. Basar besad treifa. We learn that as soon as it leaves its mechitza where it belongs, it becomes aser. Tanu Rabban. Now we're going to bring a brayse that discusses psul dam of a chatas chitzona that's brought into the hechel. Tanu Rabban. Pnima. Pasuk says you're not allowed to bring the dam of a chatas chitzona pnima to the inside. Ein the pnima. Heichal minayin, I would only know pnima, that when you bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, all the way in. How do I know even into the Kodesh? Tamalomar, El HaKodesh. It says El HaKodesh, which is the Heichal, and then pnima, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I, the Yomer Kodesh, Val Yomer Pnima. Why don't you just tell me that you're not allowed to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then I'll know, I'm sorry, just tell me you're not allowed to bring it into the Kodesh, and I'll know, of course, you're not allowed to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not even allowed in the Kodesh. I never would have known what that Kodesh means, only the Heichal, if I didn't also have the word Pnima. I would have assumed the word Kodesh means the Kodesh HaKadoshim. but it's only now that I have both words that I know that Kodesh means even the Heichal is a problem. And you know where we have such a similar drasha? Midat Ahava, Toshav HaSachir, you have a similar drasha, the pasuk that tells us that a Kohen is not allowed to feed an Eved Ivri, Truma, Titania. The Brisa tells us as follows. The pasuk says that Kol Zor LeYochel Kodesh, that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, Toshav Kohen V'Sachir LeYochel Kodesh, both a Toshav and a Sachir are not allowed to eat Truma. Toshav Zekon HaKinyan Olam, a Toshav is an Eved who already had a piercing of the ear and you're going to have him forever. Sachir LeOlam HaShul Yavel LeLeis, Sachir Zekon HaKinyan Shanim, a Sachir is someone who's only working for 6 years like a regular Eved Ivri. So you see, the fact that the Torah does not allow a Kohen to feed his Avadim Truma no matter what kind of Eved it is. But the obvious question is Yomar Toshav Val Yomar Sachir. Why don't you just tell me that I'm not even allowed to feed Truma to the Eved that I'm going to have forever, and I'll know on my own. Of course I'm not allowed to feed Truma to the Eved that's only here for a short while. Vani Yomer Kanu Kinyan Olamein Ochel Kanu Kinyan Shanim L'Kol Shekein. So Ilu Kein, no, because had the Torah only told me Toshav V'Yisi Yomer Toshav Zek Kinyan Shanim Aval Kinyan Olam Yehei Ochel, I would have thought that Toshav means someone who's only in Eved for a short while, but someone who's in Eved for a long time would be allowed to eat Truma. So Basachir Velimir Al Toshav Shezek Konikinyan Olam Vizek Konikinyan Shanim, that's why I need two words in the Pasuk to tell me that there are two types of Avadim being identified who are both not allowed to eat Truma. Neither one is allowed to eat Truma. That's the Bazeh Velimir Al Zeh. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says I don't buy it. By Toshav Asachir, I get why you could have two words in the Pasuk that maybe would have been unnecessary if you could have just told me that a Kana Kinyan Olam is not allowed to eat Truma, but at least both are true. At least both are independent halachos about independent people. One is about a Kana Kinyan Olam, one is about a Kana Kinyan Shanim. Omele by Bish, Lamahasam Trey Gufeninu. Over there, they're two separate people. The Alpha Gavda Havale, the Kralimichtav Nirza, Lo Yochal, the Idach, Asibikal Vachomer, and even though, yeah, the Torah could have just told me that the guy who's there forever, who's Kana Kinyan Olam, is not allowed to eat Truma, and I could learn from a Kal V'Chomer that a Kana Kinyan Shanim can't either. So then you could apply the principle, Milsa does be Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Chas V'Lakra, sometimes something that could be derived from a Kal V'Chomer, Pasuk's going to write it out anyway. Elohacha, Kivan de Ifsal, but over here, by Dam that becomes possible when it's brought Bifnim, once that Dam becomes possible, Behechal, by being brought into the Kodesh, Lefnai V'Lefnim Ma'ibayi, there's no way it gets into the Kodesh HaKadoshim without already becoming possible by the Kodesh. It's not like every Kana Kinyan Shanim has already become a Kana Kinyan Olam, right? That if a Kana Kinyan Olam is not allowed to eat, then for sure a Kana Kinyan Shanim is not allowed to eat. But every time you have something in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it already went through the Kodesh. No, you know why it has to tell me Kodesh and Panima? What if you go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim not through the Kodesh, you're going through the roof, Derech Gagin Va'alios, so it's telling me that it still becomes possible. So I'm like Rava says to Abaye, how can Dam that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim through a roof become possible? Baha Hava'ak Sivbe, the Pesukim that talk about Dam going in says Hava'a V'kol Chatas Asher Yuva Midama Hein Lo Huva as Dama. So it sounds like it's only if it's brought Derech Hava'a, not Derech Mishupash. Ella Amar Rava, so rather Rava says the pasuk is talking about that the dam comes in the normal way. Kol midi d'chashav alei lefnai v'lefnim lo mifsal behechel, and it's telling me a great chiddush that if I have a machshava that I want to bring this to the Kodesh HaKadoshim to sprinkle it there, then bringing it to the Heichal will not passel it. Even though normally bringing it to the Heichal will passel it, but if my ultimate plan is to bring it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bringing it to the Heichal will not passel it. And when I bring it outside of the Azar and I don't bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, just because it was in the Heichal, it does not become passel. An unbelievable idea. What exactly is the Svara for such a thing? So the Keren Torah suggests that because you brought the Dam Lefnim, not al menas to be a mechaper, it doesn't become pasul. But he says, well then, what's the great chiddush of Rava? So he says, no, the chiddush of Rava is that that's what the pasul is saying, that since you brought it bifnim, not al menas to be a mechaper, that's not called hava lifnim. So that's how the Keren Torah explains. By Rava, now Rava asks a series of shaylas. par helim davar shel tzibur usir avodas kachavim. If you have a par helim davar shel tzibur usir avodas kachavim, where the din is that the dam is supposed to be put on the parochas on the mizbeach hazav, it's supposed to be in the heichal sheichin stam lefnai v'lefnim. But you didn't just bring it into the heichal; you brought the dam all the way in. Mahu, does that pass it? Do we assume that only when there's a psul to bring it to the Kodesh is there also a psul to bring it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But when there's no psul to bring it into the Kodesh, like by these Karbanos, then there's no psul to bring it to the Kodesh HaKadoshim either. Or maybe anytime you bring it too far in where it doesn't belong, it's automatically psul. And if you want to tell me that it's going to be possible because you brought it in the wrong spot, Paris says Yom Kippurim, she's a midaman al abadim, vote see on the hechel, v'echnisan. Miyamim makabanu, odil mahol v'nafak nafak. What if you have stuff that belongs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippurim, and you did the avod in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you brought it back out to the hechel, then you brought it back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Do you say that since this dam is dam that belongs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's all good? Or do you say, no, once it leaves, that's it. It's not allowed back in anymore, it's going to possible everything. And if you're going to say that once it leaves, it leaves, what would be the following case? He's a midaman ala parochas. Let's say you take the dam of the par, the dam of sa'ir, and you sprinkle it on the parochas when you're standing between the parochas and the mizbeach, and then vote sian la mizbeach. You bring it toward the mizbeach, between the mizbeach and the pesach hechel, in order to sprinkle it on the mizbeach, which is what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to stand between the mizbeach and the parochas when you're putting the matanos on the mizbeach, and then v'ichnisam, then you bring it back between the parochas and the mizbeach. Mahu, now what's the din? Hachavada echad makomu. Do we assume that since there's no mechitza between the makom that's from the mizbeach to the pesach hechel, it's all considered one big place, and therefore it does not become pasul? Or maybe I say that no, this is halachically viewed as two separate locations, and once it went out, it cannot come back in, and it would become pasul. The Gemara's response to all of these is teku. We leave it unresolved, and with that, we will conclude. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up three lines from the top at the two dots on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph.